it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Monday morning, you show the fight.
There we go. We're early there.
My goodness.
Oh, I don't want to hear that today.
We may get a can't be doing that.
That's one of Sasquatch 6'8"
and a half.
Mr. Beshear, Governor Beshear, is going to re-up his press conferences that we finally got rid of a couple of months ago.
Now,
if he starts this thing out with a puppet show.
Or some sort of painted rock.
Or a painted sculpture from a third grader in eastern Kentucky, and then talks about a new business in Lexington before he gets to the end of their end. I will lose my mind. I'm not going to listen anyway. I'm sorry.
Nope.
I'm not watching it. I'm not going to listen to it. I don't care. As long as he doesn't hint.
I am speaking for a lot of people right now when I say I did not get the damn vaccination to put a mask back on.
It's
not happening, Andy. That guy that was giving Marty Polio an earful.
Yeah.
He's not an outlier, Andy. Yeah,
no. We are not. There's a lot of people that followed all the rules for a long time. 15 months, I think, was what it was. Those people, I'm one of them. I'm not going back.
Nope.
I'm not going back.
Can't go back.
Nope.
It's you know how all those movies, it's can't go back to jail, man.
Yeah,
can't go back to jail.
I can't go back.
Can't go home.
I can't go back, dog.
Any business that requires a mask, I'm turning around and not going back.
I'm not going in. I'm not doing this. This took my whole family was in disarray. I don't want to go back to the house either. Like, if they kick us out of the studio, it's going to be a bad day because I'm like, I'm not leaving.
Well, good. We can all sit out at Michael Bennett's card table.
I'm going to chain myself to the studio. I'm going to chain myself to the studio. But if I think the big key will be if he hints at this. Look, if you choose not to get the vaccine and you get sick, that's on you.
Yeah. Yes.
That's on you.
When you don't do things that they tell you, look, if you don't do this, you're going to get sick. And then you get sick. The rest of us are going, well, you know what? You idiot. You had this coming.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. The vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting the COVID.
It keeps you from dying from it.
Thank you.
Or the people who, before the vaccine, went and had the antibody test. They said, yeah, you had it. And they're like, huh.
All right.
Yeah.
So we conveniently leave the numbers out. Well, only 2.4 people have been vaccinated. Well, that's half the population. Then add in the 12 and under that can't get the vaccination. How many people is that?
I know we're getting fired up a little early, but he's not going to have a presser to say nothing to see here.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I'm ringing the bell going, this better be a nothing. I'm praying for a nothing press conference.
Why? And he's,
I'm not going back.
He's bringing out Doc Stack, too.
I'm not going back.
No.
And if he starts to limit crowds at ball games or even start to cancel ball games, I'm going to lose my mind.
Because, see, that's the other thing to look at is because there are counties that are in the red zone. You'll remember from fall, spring, whatever it was.
Whatever. Yeah.
When you were in the red zone, then you couldn't – there was travel restrictions. Teams wouldn't come. Games got canceled. Now, I don't know what JCPS's policy is on this because it's obviously since we're in the summer. They've now said that if you're – unvaccinated, you have to wear a mask. So far, that's the only real directive they've said. But I don't know what JCPS's policy is going forward on if Jefferson County finds itself in the red zone. Are we looking at football games with no fans or no football games at all?
Are we heading towards show me your papers where he's going to say if you have not been vaccinated, you have to wear a mask and people are going to ask to see your paperwork to prove you've been vaccinated?
And I'm okay with that. I will wear my mask. Or not my mask, forget that.
Pants.
I will wear pants are optional most of the time, too. But I'll wear my vaccination card. I'll wear it like a big Flavor Flav clock. I don't care. Here, look at me. I'm in. I'm not wearing a mask. Go away.
Okay, well, there are to that point, it's already happening in France. There is a, it's basically a digital passport, and people are rioting in France. President Macron has said, has said there's going to be a digital pass for games, restaurants, wherever you want to go. And people are rioting in the streets. I'm not opposed to
that. Now, this is the state, though, that can't get the real ID thing together in 5 years' time. Good luck getting a digital COVID pass together.
Yes. So, again, this will be important. We'll let you know here on News Radio 840 WHAS, 790 WKRD, all of our radio stations, what happens. But we want to know.
Again, we're presumably carrying it, but we're waiting for clarification from Boss Man.
He better figure it out, because we're not. They have to read the room of, and the room I'm talking about is the United States of America.
At the very least, the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
He's already, I mean, given the demographics of this state, probably guaranteed to be a one-term governor. If he wants to cinch that, go ahead and do something with the masks.
Yeah, because when you get into the middle. That's where I am. If you get the middle people that are like, nope, I'm not doing that again, then you really have, you know.
And masks aren't about politics. They're about a way of life. And we're done with that.
Yeah, we're done with it. I'm double vaxxed. I'm not worried about it. Half my family has already had it. I'm not worried about it. Everyone's fine. My wife's had it. Yeah, my son had it.
And if I have to go get a booster shot, then fine.
Okay, fine.
Line me up.
I don't care. I don't care about that. Yeah.
Prove to me that's necessary.
Well, I'm with you on that, because they now came out and they believe that the second shot was way too early, that a month apart was way too early. They're like, we should have probably pushed that to 6 months or a year.
Well, I got two and I'm done.
Yeah, I got my two. I'm good.
But the other thing is, 99.9% of everyone that's getting sick now are unvaccinated. The ones in the hospital are unvaccinated. That's all I need to tell you.
Yes.
Just get vaccinated. If not, you die on your own accord.
And those are the freak shows who think, oh, well, there's a microchip in there. No, you morons. Yeah. There are no microchips in the vaccines.
And even if you don't get vaccinated, odds are you're not going to die either. Okay,
You know what? Any of these people who think there's a microchip in the vaccine?
No.
Oh, there's very few people who think that.
No, but there's more than you would
just
think.
Just like there's real gold in Goldschlager. But here's
Wait, what?
But here's the thing with that.
It's not real gold.
Is the government doesn't care where those mouth breathers are.
I'm pretty sure there's real gold in the Goldschlager, Dave.
I don't know. I mean, could you get zapped at the airport if you had a shot of
Goldschlager
before?
No, they are real gold shavings. It says it on the bottle.
I know.
That seems kind of like a health hazard.
So stupid.
Ought to be more expensive.
It did not taste good either.
Okay, let's go to Japan.
It had metal in it.
Yeah.
They have positive COVID tests in the Olympic Village, but that's not the only exciting thing happening there. So rumors are, guys, that once you get to the Olympics, you kind of sort of collect pins, shall we say?
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's a good way to say that.
Let's say there's a female gymnast from, I don't know, Latvia.
Yeah, yeah.
Grew up in Riga, okay? Mm-hmm. And she has 20, 30 pins.
Mm-hmm. This seems strangely specific.
Different male athletes. Well, they get together in their rooms and they exchange pins.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all it really is. It's sort of like a derby time. Hey, I'll give you my press pin if you give me your pin. Whatever it is.
Yes.
So they're handing out condoms for these pin gatherings.
Yes.
160,000, which is far fewer than in Brazil.
Oh, my God.
But the creative people of Japan have come up with something to try to keep them from having sex and thus supposedly spreading COVID.
Stop. Wait a minute. Time out. Before we get to that. 160,000 condoms. How much sex is going on in this place?
I'm guessing a bunch.
Oh, my God.
But, of course, in Japan, ever ingenious.
Right. What do they do?
They've set up 18,000 cardboard beds. Sounds comfortable?
Why?
Designed to collapse under the weight of more than one person.
Oh, no. Come on.
So in these pin gathering situations, I'm sure they're going to say, you know, I want to do it, but the bed's cardboard, so I guess we can't.
Oh, yeah, because, you know.
Because sex on the floor has bothered people before.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think that's really stopped
never,
anyone.
No. Never.
Touch your toes, you know, whatever.
Never know. Stop.
They're flexible.
Stop. These individuals, the Olympians, are in the best shape of their lives. They're all gorgeous for the most part, and they're in incredible shape, and they're in the age. They're in their 20s, okay? It's a post-college sex capades that are going on. They're a lot more... exercises going on
yes.
inside the dorms than there are.
But here's the question. If they're just cardboard beds, what if you're a 105-pound U.S. women's soccer player or a 320-pound powerlifter from Belarus?
See, that's what I asked. What if you're like just a large athlete? Yeah, I show up at the Olympics. There's no one else in my bed, and it just blows up.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Well, you can tell people you were collecting pins at least. Yeah.
It collapses, and it will go. Could have done without that.
That's one.
I wonder, you know, if it's like folding, like those kind of deck chairs, if you could put like two or three of them together and it strengthens it enough.
Yeah.
There's going to be TikTok videos. You know there's going to be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So the Olympics are getting ready to start. We have a Coco Gauff, the tennis player, is out.
Yeah.
She tested positive. Plus, there is a gymnast, but she's an alternate. So it's not one of the starting whatever six
it's
they
not,
have.
It's not, what's her name, Biles.
No, so, no. Yeah. Not
yeah. No, she's Biles. No alternate.
Yeah. No, she's the greatest gymnast of all time, and she does not have it. So
that we know of.
That's
yet.
That we know of, correct. Because yeah. I believe they, and I can't imagine these people having to take the test like every 12 hours, something ridiculous. You know, it's just at some point, hasn't everyone been vaccinated? Shouldn't that have been a thing? If you want to participate in the Olympics, you have to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. You would think so.
Then you go, lock them all into one area, and then we're good here.
That's right.
Just, how hard is this?
Just put them in a bubble. That's it.
Then put them in a bubble and say, look.
Start collecting pins.
Everyone here has been vaccinated.
Yep.
Okay? Dave, I hope you have a joke of the day, because I did not.
I don't, but I can find one.
I didn't, because I didn't know Dwight wasn't going to be here.
You can't find one. So the Washington Nationals game, obviously, the video is much more scary than anything else. If watching the folks yelling and screaming as they're running from the ballpark, and that was just a shootout outside the stadium, correct?
Some sort of a drive-by shooting.
Yes.
And then there was one of the people who was wounded was just some, I think they said it was a woman who had been to the game and was
standing outside,
leaving,
was
or
she
went
smoking
to the smoking
cigarette
area or something?
Yeah,
or something.
Right. Yeah. She got shot.
So she's just out there minding her own business, and then, you know, the two carloads of Einsteins decide to hold a shootout right there outside the stadium.
So from what I understand, again, the videos are crazy. Everyone started ducking down, and then there's video now to where the players got out of the dugout, went up into the stands, got their family, and brought them down into the dugout. And I was like, wow, look at this.
As long as I'm here, can you sign this?
Can you sign these 47 things?
That's right.
So what I understand is it happened at the third base gate. Like the gate kind of has a tunnel that goes straight to third base. So the sound of the
back to the Olympics.
Echoed in straight to third base.
I wondered where we were going there. If this was a shooting reference or a...
It's all connected.
Or a nighttime activity reference.
I did not mean to do that.
Sure you didn't.
Sure. All right. Before we get to the joke of the day,
yes.
Willis Klein, July 30th, we will be broadcasting live from the parking lot. Salsaritas is going to be there with the food. Genesis Diamonds is going to have a big jewelry giveaway.
Just are we doing this show or the afternoon show?
Afternoons.
Yes.
So we'll be there from 3 to 6 p.m. Okay. So July 30th, there's a Baldwin. One of the giveaways is the Baldwin Whole House
Stephen
door.
Baldwin?
No, that's hardware. They make hardware for your doors. They're going to give an entire house of hardware away. Plus, there's giveaways.
It's a box of knobs.
Just like this show.
It's a pretty good name for the show, actually.
Yeah, Box of Knobs.
Box of Knobs.
Yes. It kind of fits on a bumper sticker.
Right? Also sounds like we're back at the Olympics.
Yeah. Damn it.
We're giant man.
Willis Klein is in St. Matthews. The showroom's there. They're giving away something every 15 minutes, like really fancy toilets. I can't wait. I wish I could win one. To faucets.
Do they have any sample toilets?
They have the $5,000 toilet, which I want. Which
can I test drive it?
No.
Oh.
Because no one will want to buy. Yes, you can test drive
yes.
it. And then I can get it for free.
Because you know what, I need to make sure that the cheek fit is right.
Oh Lord,
there's a visual.
Maybe I don't want that one. All right, it's time for the joke of the day, July 19th, 2021. Dwight's not here because he was at the ZZ Top concert last night.
He may still actually be at the amphitheater.
Yeah. Oh, could be.
Yeah,
under a bench.
So, Dave, did you save us with a joke of the day?
Oh, saving you is the wrong way to put this.
Okay.
Because I dug it up in a matter of a couple of seconds.
Well, but
here.
The immunity music has started, so he's in the clear.
That is true. Yeah.
Correct.
Let's go old school with a knock-knock joke.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Boys?
Yay, yes, Dave!
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting...
Moo!
Such an angry-sounding cow.
Hey, guys.
Yes, Dave, yes.
What did the fish say when it swam into a wall?
What did the fish say when it swam into a wall, Dave?
I don't know.
Damn.
I think the angry cow was better.
Moo!
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 July 19th, 2021. It's Monday, and we're off to a roaring start. Sasquatch, have a good day.
All righty.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WHAS.
Oh, yeah.
The kids call this band ELO.
No, they don't. my kids listen to ELO.
Oh, I was at Lots of Pasta last week, getting stuff together for the weekend, and there were a couple of kids behind the counter, had to be late teenagers.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the band America and their favorite songs. And then I'm checking out, and there's a song playing on the overhead speaker, and it's like, kid goes, you know that song? I'm like, yeah, that's Lynyrd Skynyrd. He says, which one? I said, Simple Man. Oh, you thought you were going to foil me on classic rock, kid?
Dude, back up. That's our genre. That's our that's our wheelhouse, man.
But it's cool because what are they going to buy, vinyl of Lady Gaga? I mean, I don't know.
No, we talked about it last week. It's, you know, every generation thinks that their music was the best until this generation, because now this is the first generation that we're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if the music just doesn't hold up to the Who, Prince, Bruce Springsteen's of the world, Smashing Pumpkins, Soundgarden's of the world. It doesn't hold up. And we haven't had any, and that's all has to do with Apple Music. We've gone this through before.
Sure.
And it says Apple Music cut the money. When record companies and rock bands could be rock stars and you were making all that money because you were printing a CD for 20 cents and selling it for $16. And you had to buy the CD to hear it, basically, or listen to the radio.
And record it off the radio.
That's right, record it off the radio.
How old are you if you do that?
That's a jam box. That's right. All right, some more bad news here in Louisville and Oldham County. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife officials are issuing a warning for Jefferson County and Oldham County that there are rabid bats.
Really?
That have been found in both counties.
Rabid bats.
So I assume they're saying the danger is not the rabid bats biting a people, right? But they're biting maybe your cat or your dog?
Or possibly you.
And I guess it's the rabid. They don't know.
And if you've been suspected of being bit by something rabid, you have to go through that horrible shot process.
Is that still a thing?
I'm not sure how they do it now. We heard stories about long needles going into your stomach.
You get 16 shots in your stomach.
Right, no.
What?
A piece of leather to chew on.
Now, there was a squirrel that was running around us when we were in Disney once. We were at England at the World Around.
Was that Rocky?
And it was, no, but he acted like him. He might as well have had one of those little hats and the little glasses on. Because he was coming up onto our table and stealing our food and doing all that stuff. And we were all kind of laughing, but it was a little crazy.
Did he grab your nuts?
And he did eat my nuts. And so somebody walked by and said, look, the only way a squirrel acts like that is if they're rabid.
Oh, boy.
Sick. And we were all like, what? And then everybody jumped up and grabbed their food and started running away from this crazy squirrel.
Squirrel! Disney World.
So I guess we should be on point to bring your animals in at night. Is that what I'm hearing?
I would think so. What are they saying? They being Fish and Wildlife.
I'll get news. I'll get Will Clark in to tell us. But I read the headline and went, what? So bats somehow got rabies, and they could be biting your pets and or, I guess, humans, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I just mentioned recording off the radio and how old that would make you seem.
Yeah.
I used to do that when I was a kid, listen to classic rock, and it was ironically enough, in Milwaukee at the time, it was WQMF.
Oh, cool.
No, it was QFM.
QFM. I was going to say QFM. That's what we have.
Yeah. Terry Gibson was the DJ at
Terry
night.
Terry Gibson.
Play my classic rock favorites, and I would grab Rush or somebody off of that. So, according to millennials, this is a survey reported in UK's The Mail.
Mm-hmm.
Top things that say you're old, according to millennials.
Ooh, okay. All right. I like
it. Let's see how many of these OG things.
I got my dinghy.
Get old school going here from Toby Keith. Okay. According to millennials, what's the official age range of millennials? Is it like early 30s and mid-30s now?
It's about 30. Yeah.
All right. Top signs you are old. 25% said if you're getting your bills through the mail.
Oh, yeah. That's a, yeah.
Now, I wouldn't complain, millennials, because we're probably paying you. We're paying your bills for you.
But
so
if
we get them in the mail, that's fine.
Even if I elect the paperless, sometimes I get the damn bill anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, that's not on me. LG&E will not ever not send me my bill, right?
Yep.
I mean, so.
And if you're half a day late, you get a delinquent notice.
And by the way.
It's like you cashed the check.
MSD, you're way out of control. Our bill was $250.
What?
It was about 100, I guess that's 125 bucks a damn month for water.
Whoo.
No. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, we have a few of those little insurance policies down there, so ours is a little higher, too. Okay, 24% of millennials said you're old if you have fancy cutlery for special occasions.
That's us, yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, actually, we have all the same.
Yeah.
It's one it's one big drawer of spoons and forks.
Yeah, well, no, we have... No, but you have the separate set that if you have... They're saying...
We don't, actually.
Okay, you don't. Okay. We do only because Jackie would not come off on the wedding... these place settings.
Oh.
It was $200 a piece for the whole place setting if you wanted to buy a whole place setting. And I was like,
seriously?
We're ruining 10 $200 presents here.
Yes.
Come on.
That's the good stuff. We can't use that.
No. We've never used it.
It sits in a curio cabinet. Look at it.
Never used it.
You're old if you still write lists with pen and paper.
Eh.
We do that.
Yeah, that's me.
Yep. Becky's got a Walmart list, Kroger list, whatever.
That's me.
You're old if you smoke.
I will have a cigarette with a beer. Yeah.
Never smoked.
Yeah.
Now, this word I don't use. They do at the Olympics. 22% of millennials said you're old if you describe a tune, a song, as banging.
I'm so old that I missed that one. I missed that generation.
And 22% of them came up with that.
Now,
who said that's banging?
Now, I've said that word in reference to a pretty girl.
Sure.
Oh, man, she's that body was banging. What's up?
You are old if you call for a taxi instead of using an app.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even know taxi companies are still open.
They do, and they're not cheap.
Yeah, I better guarantee
Riding
it.
From here, Newburgh Road to the airport, which you could almost walk to, is $25.
That's crazy.
Yes, it is. Watching actual TV makes you old, according to millennials.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. The last TV show that I watched regularly that was on network was The Goldbergs.
Okay.
That was the last one.
That's still going, isn't it?
I think so. I stopped watching it, but I watched it for about 3 or 4 seasons, and I thought that was one of the best sitcoms that I've seen in a long time. Now, I don't know what they're doing for sitcoms. It's not funny.
According to The Mail, millennials say you're old if you are still on Facebook.
That is a fact. I don't know any young people on Facebook. Everyone my age, at least I think they're on Facebook. But, yeah, that's the way to communicate for old folks, Facebook.
18% also say if you read books, you're old.
An actual book?
Just says read books.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah.
You mean, are they listening to audio, you think? Audio books?
Probably.
Because my son does that, too. My kids do that, too. They listen to audio books.
You're old if you talk on the phone.
That's true. I rarely talk on the phone to anyone. Matter of fact, I had a friend listen to me say that a couple of weeks ago, and she said, well, I didn't call you. And I was like, why didn't you call to get this thing done? And she said, I heard you say none of your friends call you.
Because you don't answer.
I don't answer. And I would answer now because I think it's an emergency. Oh, my God, why is Trav calling?
Right,
something's
got
to be wrong.
You answer me because you think it might be a show thing.
Yes, correct.
Okay, here's one for you.
Yeah.
According to millennials, you're old if you wear skinny jeans.
These are not skinny jeans, right?
Well, they're too small for you, so that makes them skinny jeans.
They're straight leg. They fit. They're straight leg. I got plenty of room in the crotch area.
If they're not straight leg, what are they then?
What?
Aren't they all straight leg?
No, this is like narrow.
Oh, straight they're real skinny. So skinny they're jeans.
No, because the next level is skinny. So this was the one up from skinny.
Oh, then you have the relaxed and boot cut and that kind
whatever,
of stuff.
Whatever, yeah.
You're old, according to this, if you still use a camera.
I
think you're a photographer using a really real good camera now.
My 15-year-old has a really fancy camera. She uses it all the time.
Yep, because she's trying to get good at it.
Yep.
I don't understand this one. You're old if, quote, you date in real life. 12% said dating in real life makes you old.
Means.
I don't either.
Date in real life.
I guess they have pseudo relationships online, not actually interacting with people like at the Olympic Village.
The scene in Hot Tub Time Machine where she said, you know, hey, can I? He keeps saying, can I DM you? And she's like, what?
Huh?
And he was like, okay, I'll just call you. I'll hit your cell. She was like, what are you talking about? Just come find me. And he goes, that sounds so exhausting. Because they went back to 1985, by the way.
Two more to go.
Yeah.
According to millennials, you're old if you do not have pronouns in your Instagram bio. I'm sorry, millennials. I'm not putting Mr. and he or whatever in my name is Dave. Call me Dave.
Yeah. First of all, neither of us are on Insta.
No, that is true.
And the number of people on Insta and Twitter and Facebook are all so under what people think. There's only 10% of people are on Twitter.
Right, right.
That seems like a lot, but really, that means 90% of America is not on Twitter.
Yet companies will go all woke based on 10% of what they see on social media.
And what we found out is it's only about, so like they reported the other day, it's only six or seven companies that are representing 100% of whatever negative thing that is out there on Twitter. So
mm-hmm.
It's not even that. It's not even a bunch of people. It is a bunch of bots that are making up accounts that are hitting us.
There's kind of an 80-20 rule in life where 20% of the people do 80% of the work.
That's exactly right.
Similar on social media. And the
correct.
Last one, according to the Mail and millennials, you are old if you eat dairy.
What?
And 10% came up with that.
What do you mean? Like ice cream?
You said a glass of milk? Oh, my word. Were you, like, born in the 60s?
Generation is weird.
All
right, folks. Forever Lawn. If you're old and you're tired of cutting your damn grass.
That makes us old.
All right. Then get the artificial grass known as Forever Lawn. Call them 694-0647 or go to ForeverLawnKentuckiana.com. They will take care of you. They have, like, 8 to 12 different types of grass, different levels, different types. So they'll go to your house and go, well, here's ones you can choose from. They have a canine grass if you have big dogs. And again, this isn't just rolling out artificial grass. They come in and take 3 or 4 inches of the topsoil off. They put filters down. Then they lay down perfectly this artificial grass that if you walk on with your bare feet, it feels like real grass. So Forever Lawn is ready to go for your school, for your house, for your business. No more cutting, no more watering, no more fertilizing, no more worrying about all this, no more weeds. This is it. This is the answer. I have so many friends that have switched to Forever Lawn, and they love it. 694-0647 or ForeverLawnKentuckiana.com. Back after this, News Radio 840 WHAS.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.